Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Happy wonderful Thursday to all of you in Kansas City on this wonderful, wonderful morning. Slept good last night. Big day yesterday. Round one of four of mulching leaves in the yard.
God.
It has
starting
begun.
Now, yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30. Rated T for Teen.
like you get it done and then you look back and the whole yard is covered again with the leaves, especially after that windy day that we had 2 days ago, you know, blew a lot of them out of the trees. Yeah. So you do it in fours, you said?
Fours. So like I don't have like all my trees haven't really shedded yet. I know. So yesterday, which you'd be surprised. So yesterday was just basically mow them all up, mulch them all up, get them all spread out. And then obviously the rain will come, knock a bunch down. Then we'll go out there and start bagging it and getting into it. But yeah, yesterday was just one of those like, I just get the big ones chomped up and kind of blow them around and get them, you know.
Get them going. Get them going.
Fertilize the yard.
Yeah, that's what they like to tell you, right? Yes, get them back into that ground. Mulch it, Dusty. Mulch those leaves back in. So, yeah, today's like the last nice day for about a week that we're going to see here. It's supposed to be miserable tomorrow and through the weekend and everything. So if you got your yard work, you need to get it done. It's got to be done today.
Going to get folly.
Yeah.
Going to get farfalle out there. Pasta, by the way, bow tie. Fancy name for it. But yeah, it is that season, man. I'm excited for it because it's hoodies and chilies and all that sort of stuff, type of weather. But speaking of food and speaking of sports, did you guys see Joe Flacco's press conference?
I love it. Yeah, it was great, right?
So good. I tell people all the time. I mean, I used to see guys sitting at a bar by themselves or, you know, just sitting by themselves eating and grabbing a little meal. And I'm like, man, I feel so bad for that guy. Like, you almost want to go join him. And now I realize, like, that dude was in heaven. and not to say that that's obviously not what I want. I'd rather be at home sitting at the dinner table with my kids and hearing what the hell they were talking about all day. But if you have to do it, then you might as well take advantage of it. So, you know, just little things like that.
I thought that was interesting because obviously I sent you guys the text and I was like, well, you know, I've been trying to tell you this for years. It's not actually bad, you know, sitting there, having a nice dinner, because I think both sides can be right in this, because basically the way this started was Flacco went to Cincinnati, he was in Cleveland, and this is like the first year, I believe, his family and kids didn't travel with him. He's like, I just want to keep my kids where they're at, keep their
routine
normal.
Which is the
right
thing to do, you know? The kids are probably in that age where they got the friends and the sports, and you just let them go.
And they're, you know, they do all that, and they're like, but you know, how is life? Have you been recognized out in Cincinnati yet? Like, I don't know how you wouldn't recognize Joe Flacco, 6'7", you know, just a monster of a man, which I was having a weird sidebar conversation. I don't know outside of Aaron Rodgers and Joe Flacco who spins it sexier. Like, Mahomes throws it, right? Allen throws it. Like, they're all like arm, but like when I watched Flacco just carve up Pittsburgh the other night, the just tight spin and the flick of that wrist.
I understand what you're saying. I get that.
And Rodgers was that peak where he would just roll out. And it was just like a little like, bloop,
yeah,
and it would just
aesthetically
it
pleasing.
Out there.
Yeah.
Very. I think the answer's Rodgers though.
Yeah,
I agree.
I mean, it was sexy. And like Flacco has that where.
For sure. Effortless.
Yeah. Like Peyton's balls were ugly. Here we are. Mahomes doesn't throw a very pretty ball all the time either. Like every once in a while, you'll see the slow-mo of like, I think it was in Cleveland a couple years ago when Travis caught the touchdown between like the two arms. And like, you can just see it like whistling in there. But
I wonder how much of that though is because you slowed it down and you get to see that. Because you're right about that. A lot of the times you see it like wobbling and like, that doesn't look that tight. But when you see it in real time, it looks great.
And they show those Flacco, Aaron Rodgers, you know, just spin balls. And they're just like, you could see that seam just like, I don't know why that's a nerdy sports thing, but I was having a conversation with a buddy of mine about that. But you look at this Flacco situation, I thought it was kind of like, I don't know, personal for like a lot of people can relate to this because I think a lot of our listeners, at least I know a lot of them, are family men, family women that have kids. You guys are both in relationships, married, two kids, engaged, eventually probably will have kids. And obviously me, no kids, no family, no nothing. But I can also say that when I hear my friends talk or I go hang out with my friends or kids around, I'm like, that's kind of cool your kids do that. Like I got a buddy whose daughter is a stud and she's just an athlete. She's, you know, it's fun to hear him talk about how, you know, they're in volleyball right now. And right now the transition is we're done with the underhand serve. We're going to overhand. Mm-hmm. And if you can overhand serve at 8 years old in volleyball, massive advantage. His daughter can do it. And
nice.
My buddy Brian talks about it all the time. He's like, yeah, like in practice. Okay. Last week he got 5 over. Now we're going to try to get 7. And you hear that and you're like, man, that'd be cool to be like a coach dad. Or like, you know, even though you say like, oh, soccer practice, boy, it'd be awesome. But in the same point.
No, it is awesome.
There's also the point of having of like, man, Dusty can literally just like go down to the local restaurant, sit at a bar, have a couple brews, eat dinner in peace, not be judged, not be told like what's on the agenda. But like it can be both.
It can be. And I will say that because there's a couple of things that I want to touch on from that one. Seeing your kids have success and do their thing, there's nothing better in life. I never realized what that was like until you watch, right? It's the coolest thing ever to watch them grow, to watch them mature, to watch
them. And
you
see some of you in them.
Yeah, hopefully less, you know. But my oldest is very much like me. Like, yeah. We went to dinner last night and my wife's like, you two just gang up on me every single time we're together.
I go, yeah. High five.
That's right. Exactly. I know that's kind of, it's kind of been our thing. It's our bonding thing. But, just watching them have success, watching them do their sports, watching them do what they love, watching them go through sometimes trouble and kind of coaching them through that and helping them through, some tough situations. And so it really is. It's awesome being a father. I wouldn't trade it for anything. Like today we got, boys JV soccer. Watch my daughter cheerlead. I'll be sitting out there at ODAC watching the cheerleaders, me and like five other parents. And we're sitting there watching the cheerleaders. Don't care about the game. You're watching your kid and you smile every time because it's just so enjoyable to watch. And the other thing that about eating alone, my youngest daughter, every time she sees somebody at a restaurant alone, she starts crying and she feels really, really bad. And she's like, oh my God, I want to go up and talk to that person. I feel bad, especially if they're old. And I get that way too. I was kind of that way as a kid. I would see an old person eating and I would always be like, oh my God, I feel so bad. And then as you get older and you start to realize like maybe that's that person's 20 minutes of peace for the day and they get the opportunity to do that and they just need that 20 minutes, 25 minutes alone eating a meal. And that's their escape from reality, because when they leave that restaurant, it's back to the three kids. It's back to your wife. It's back to work. It's back to all that stuff. And some people do kind of just look forward to that and being by themselves. I'm not a go out by myself guy, but I do like my alone time. Like that 1 to 3 p.m. spot for me is before the kids get home and before everything starts taking off for the night. That's the sweet spot. I need those 2 hours. I am an introvert by nature. And I was having the conversation with Dusty the other day. He's like, you're all right. I'm like, it's just this introvertedness that I have that I need to get kind of going in the morning. And sometimes I'm down. And sometimes I go through a little bit of depression as well. And I'm not going to, sugarcoat anything for anybody. I'll live my life on the air all I want and tell everybody, I deal with the mental struggle every day like everybody else does. It's not easy, right? And so I heard Joe Flacco say that. I'm like, he just needed 20 minutes of peace and quiet, man. I totally understand that.
Yeah, it always reminds me of the quote from Something About Mary, where he's like, you have a beautiful wife and kids. Well, Jesus Christ, Ted, if you love them so much, take them.
but it's true. As much as you love your wife and your kids and all that, everybody needs that bit of break. Everybody needs that alone time to recharge that social meter. And I've found out more about who I am over the last couple of years than I've ever had in my entire life. Like, it took me 45 years to realize I am an introvert. I am. I going into a room with a lot of people in there, I'm like, oh God, it's not a great thing for me, right? This is my outlet. This is the ability for me to relieve that introverted pressure. And so I think there are more people like that, especially people who perform like football players. There are a lot of guys that are just very quiet and people are like, is that guy a jerk? No, he's just exhausted, man. Like, he's out there performing and playing sports and doing all that kind of stuff. The last thing he wants to do is go off the field and continue that kind of performance as well. And so God love Joe Flacco for making it okay for everybody to just kind of hang out by themselves for a while.
Yeah, especially as the QB, like, us, when we're on radio, we're on. You got to be on for those. He's the quarterback at practice. He's on. He's the leader during the game. Like, he's the guy. So, yeah, it makes sense, man. You got to value your alone time.
I think moral of the story, to go back to Joe Flacco, is I think I'm a fan of Joe Flacco.
I am too.
I think he's just a dude. Like, and I think at times, like, we get blinded by these athletes, right, where we see, oh, these athletes are in a different world. Like last night, Scataboo's in New York wearing the Brunson jersey. And I'm like, I bet that guy just slayed last night in Madison Square Garden. Whereas like Joe Flacco, you're like, he was starstruck by Ja'Marr Chase. He was
nervous.
Self-deprecating, just being like, I didn't know what plays they were calling. I was just going to be like, oh, yeah, that sounds familiar. I'll just make sure that number one's open. And I'll throw him the ball 17 times.
So let me ask you, is that a problem? Why are we making things harder in the NFL?
Overthinking.
And then there he is sounding like a dad at the podium like, yeah, my kids and my wife are there. I love them. I miss them. I'd love to be there at dinner. But damn, dude, every once in a while, a couple beers and a meal by myself is pretty damn nice.
Yes, it is. It's pretty nice.
Somebody says, I have six kids and a wife. I trade them all for a pack of cigarettes.
Six is a lot, brother. Like that. Oh, three's a lot, man. Three's a lot.
Well, it's funny, too, because one of my buddies, he has five kids. And he does a daddy-daughter date with all of them. Like, or the ones that are old enough. And he'll take one out, he'll come over and, hit the garage. He'll be like, man, I'll tell you what, just having one of the kids is so much easier. And I'm like,
oh, it is.
Yeah, dude. It's like, but
you know, that, I'm doing that this weekend with my oldest. We're flying to Denver to eat In-N-Out Burger because she said she was craving it. And I'm like, well, we actually have a free day. And look, I've been emotional since, you know, I don't know when. I got 2 years left, dude. You know, like I got 2 years left with my oldest. I've got 3 years left with my youngest. And that time is going fast. And I'm having a very difficult time dealing with that. And so my daughter said, I'm craving In-N-Out Burger. I got on the, you know, the United's website. I'm like, all right, fine. Round trip's pretty cheap to go in and out for the day to Denver. Don't have to get a hotel. We're going to go eat In-N-Out Burger and fly back. I mean, like those are the type of things. So your friend's saying that story. That's awesome. You do that, those one-on-one things. And we've kind of done that this week. We took my youngest to Maloney's for dinner on Monday, where she's going to be working when she turns 15. Took my oldest last night to Nick the Greek, which is a fantastic place. Just that kind of that one-on-one time is so very, very important.
We try to tell you, when Mahomes was plus 1,000 to take him for MVP, right? Now he's plus 25. We said the same thing about Wembanyama.
40 points last night. My goodness. He was, the bigs are back, baby.
He was plus 1,000 when we were doing the show yesterday for MVP. Mac, do you remember what I told you what he is this morning?
Plus 300.
Oh, that's my God, it dropped that much. That's like Chief size, dudes. Like seriously. Oh, Daniel's not playing 11 and a half, Chief.
Yeah, exactly.
In fact,
that guy's Wimby's better than I thought.
He has same odds right now as Nikola Jokic.
Yeah.
Plus 300.
A three-time MVP.
Yeah.
The 22-year-old.
Who plays tonight.
Yes.
But, I mean, Wemby's,
Oh, dude, it was
never seen anything like it. It's like Shohei.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's similar.
It's very similar. Even with Shohei, at least you have a Babe Ruth, like something, even though it's ancient to go back. Like, there is nothing that we've seen like Wemby
Will
ever.
He be better than Giannis?
I think he has a...
If he stays healthy, I worry about his, you know, he's so thin.
If he stays healthy, he has a chance to be the greatest.
Of all time.
Of all time.
Better than Jordan?
I truthfully believe that.
I think bigs and guards, Zoe.
You judge them differently? Is that what you're saying?
I think they're two different classes.
Well, they're playing the same sport.
That's fair.
But we don't judge quarterbacks and running backs the same way.
Yeah, or pitchers and batters.
And pitchers and hitters the same way. I don't disagree. I like kind of separating that out a little bit.
Their responsibilities are different, I would say. I would say guard and centers, a lot, especially in today's NBA, it's very fluid. But
which is why the NBA is very entertaining right now. We've had two nights of it, and I've been locked in.
I think Cooper Flagg should go back to college.
And with that, we have Bob and have some information on an offensive lineman coming up on the other side that got hurt last week. What his status could be for this week moving forward for a Monday night game, plus another injury-prone team plays Kansas City. We'll get into all that on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Trent McDuffie, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Back in it on a Thursday here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well. Ben Maller, Nate Taylor later on in the show today as we gear up for a Monday night matchup against a Daniels-less Commanders. Announced yesterday about, noon, 11:30, Marcus Mariota will be the starting quarterback. And then, of course, Pro Football Talk had to make their most pointless tweet in the world.
Unbelievable. That guy can go kick rocks, seriously. And I even tweeted at Mike Florio
Richard of
yesterday.
The week.
I mean, the last time the Chiefs didn't make the AFC Championship game, they lost to Marcus Mariota. Yeah, a generation ago, Mike.
And the starting quarterback for the Chiefs was?
Alex Smith.
Okay.
Yeah, and I had somebody even reach out to me yesterday on Twitter. They go, my son was born. Oh, it was Alex Gold's nephew was born that day. He's 8. it doesn't matter.
What a life. So, yeah, that was the news yesterday that we were told in about 17 seconds, it spread like a wildfire, and it was the fact that Marcus Mariota will be the quarterback for the Washington Commanders on Monday night. The Chiefs then went from, they went from like 9.5 favorites to 11.5 in like a second.
Yeah.
So Chiefs, again, we'll get into that a little bit later of what my take is on that. But Trey Smith, Exited the game on Sunday against the Raiders with lower back issues.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's going to be all right?
Yeah, that was the comment I got yesterday from somebody close to it. They said, yep, think he's going to be okay. I'm like, whoo, we really escaped that one, right, with Trey Smith. Even though Caliendo played well yesterday or Sunday.
It feels like yesterday.
It does. It really does. I mean, they only really played a half, so it's hard to really judge, you know, what was going on. But Caliendo, I thought, played well in Trey Smith's place and whatnot, but you want Trey Smith out there, obviously. The offensive line has been playing really, really, really good right now, and you don't want to lose that chemistry. And so from my standpoint, hearing that, man, we think he's going to be okay, that's a great sign to hear for Trey Smith moving forward into this game. And too, Justy, you get the extra day now with the Monday night game, you know, for those lower back injuries. And one of our old friends, Paul McGannon, the former trainer for the Royals, he actually quote tweeted my tweet about Trey Smith. He goes, and for those with lower back injuries, here's a little tip. Put a damp shirt on, turn your car seat heaters up to full blast and drive around, and that'll kind of loosen up your back a little bit. Now, I don't know if Trey Smith is doing something like that, but for all of us who have that tight back, you know, you can do a little bit of that kind of damage as well to yourself, or not damage, but help to yourself, and hopefully make it feel better. So good news with Trey Smith. They think he's going to be okay. That was the news on a Wednesday. We know how weeks go, and Thursday's the next day, and we'll continue to see, you know, with that back injury. But
today's their Wednesday.
Today is their Wednesday. So it was technically Tuesday yesterday when I talked about it on a Wednesday, and so here we sit. But no, but they think, as of right now, they think they kind of escape something very serious. And we'll see, you know, as the week moves along, how that back hangs up. And Monday night, hopefully he's ready to go and he can be out there. But obviously it's going to take the week to see. But as of right now, the early signs are they think they escape something, you know.
It is kind of a bummer vibe, because you kind of want to see, you know, we looked at the schedule, I don't know, a couple months back before when it was originally announced, like, ooh, Washington, Monday night, Daniels, Mahomes. And now it's like, Now we have I mean, to take advantage of an injured team, I guess, and continue to keep moving forward and get ready for January. The other thing that was announced yesterday was NFL rule changes that will be probably taking place, because they had the mid-season meetings yesterday. Obviously, Jerry Jones was there. Mm-hmm. Woody Johnson was there. Yep. I'm sure Clark was there.
Oh, yeah, they're all
here about it, those guys. And
like all we needed really was Woody Johnson. Once he spoke, we didn't really need much more out of those meetings.
Well, Jerry was interesting too.
Oh, did he speak? I missed that. What did he have to say?
Well, he talked to Diana Rossini yesterday, and basically she was like, you know, do you still, you know, think about the Micah Parsons trade? And he's like, well, you know, and then they were talking about the whole Max Crosby news that was loud and obnoxious, and then it was completely debunked, as Max Crosby's like, nah, I don't want to go to Dallas, and I'd rather just suck my whole career and play in Vegas than go play in Dallas, is according to, you know, sources.
Right.
I want to win a championship in Vegas. Well, that's never going
to
happen.
That's not happening, pal.
Sorry.
I hate to break it to you.
So he'll be traded in the offseason. But no, I do think they're going to get that cat from Cincinnati if they continue to plunder. If they don't continue, they had a really good win against Pittsburgh on Thursday night. If they do plunder, I think that will be the guy that will...
Trey Hendrickson you're talking about?
I think that's who you would go get. But no, he basically was just like, yeah, you know, we have one win and it's a good win, but you know, it's riding high and all this sort of stuff, but we're fine with who we are right now. It's like, okay, cool.
Okay, great.
Got it. But no, the fourth and 15 and 7 onside kick.
The best.
Right.
I
like
love
the onside
it.
Kick rate is down to less than 6%, I think, right now.
Is it that high? Rate. Oh, success rate. Yeah. Okay. Success rate.
Yeah. Success rate is, I think it's about 6% of an onside. It's done.
Yeah.
We don't need to do it anymore, because one, you have to announce it.
Right.
One, you can't do it until the second half. You have to be behind. There's all these little nit-tucking rules about the onside kick. But now there's the fact that you can do the fourth and 15 instead of the onside kick, and that is a rule that I am all for.
Yeah, I love that rule, and I'm sure they're going to make it to the point where you can only do it if you're behind or something like that, as they've talked about over the years, because when it originally came out, I thought, boy, the Chiefs would never have to punt, right? I mean, or kick off or anything, or ever play defense for that matter. Like, if you could go for it on fourth and 15 after every touchdown, I mean, you know, now with the way that this offense is moving in the right direction, I would do that more often than not if I were the Kansas City Chiefs. And it's a more exciting play, too, than the onside kick has been. And you have more of an opportunity to convert a fourth and 15 than you do with, they said, a 6% success rate. I would imagine converting on fourth and 15 is pretty much, you know, a higher percentage rate, especially now with some of these offenses that we see in the NFL and the offense that we're watching right here in Kansas City right now. So fourth and 15 instead of an onside kick, hell yeah, sign me up for that. I love that addition for the NFL.
Jonathan Jones X'd this yesterday. He said NFL EVP Troy Vincent told team owners today that it may be time to look at the fourth and 15 proposal that has been offered as an alternative to the onside kick. The lack of recoveries on onside has disappointed the league.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you this, you disappoint the league, league going to change.
The league's going to change.
The league wanted kick returns, and by God, did they get it.
Yeah, they did.
And we're seeing more of that. We're seeing, yep. like, you know, a wrinkle in the system that, again, I've always said that, you know, your take is that the minute they take away free games is the minute the NFL becomes, you know, the peak of the mountain kind of mm-hmm. goes down. Tinkering with rules, I think, is another way to do that, where it's like, well, back in the day, you know, you could just, well, this is something that I think is a tinker in the rule system that can actually make things more entertaining.
Right.
Now, I do think 15 is a little, I don't know, maybe a little liberal. Like, maybe you should make it 4th and 20.
Oh, you think it should be longer? Oh, I interesting. Mean, okay.
You look at today's game.
Yeah.
I'd love to see how many 15-yard plays are in the NFL on just this Sunday.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, you can not play prevent defense on 4th right. and 15. yeah. But, I don't know, Mac, you love this rule. You hate this rule. Like, do you think 15 yards is enough?
I'd have to get some data to see what 4th and 15s be and compare it to that of an onside kick. But we want it to be a higher percentage.
Right.
Like, we want to get rid of the chore plays. We want to get rid of the plays where you can go, you know, finish your dinner, go to the bathroom. Like, we want to get rid of those plays. We want to watch a sport and have to be on the edge of our seat and not want to know what's going to happen next. I think 4th and 15 is perfect because it's doable for an offense. Like you're saying, you can get 15 yards, but also still gives the defense that big advantage.
And you go to 4th and 20, and now you're basically asking the offense to cover a fifth of the field on one play to try to get that.
Yeah.
So I think 15 does make a lot of sense. It's not easy for the offense to convert, but it's also not easy for the defense to stop. I think you got a good happy medium there. And I don't know. I would say you probably get a 50% conversion rate on that. I would guess. Maybe I'm being very
fourth
liberal with that.
Yeah, that's probably a little too high.
Too high? What do you think? Like a 30%
conversion
rate?
Yeah, I was gonna say like 30. Yeah.
Okay, that's still good.
I like that.
And it's more exciting, right, than the onside kick and
everything
else.
Detroit is going to be the first team in NFL history to not roster a kicker.
Right, they may be. Yeah,
yeah, 100%.
You mean a punter or a kicker?
Both.
Both.
Exactly.
Yeah, both. And that's where the Players Association will step in. You're costing us jobs here by having this deal in place. But no, I think it's better. I hate to be this guy, but the NFL with this rule is kind of doing what Major League Baseball has done over the last couple of years. Change the game, make it more exciting, make it better. Baseball had a peak, you know, the last couple of years with the games being mm-hmm. fast. You know, base stealing is up big time in Major League Baseball. The bases are bigger to allow that kind of stuff to happen. You're not wasting time throwing over, as you mentioned. What did you call that? The chore plays?
Chore plays. Yeah, I don't know.
The chore plays
where
you kind of get up and do your thing. And, you know, back in the day, it used to be touchdown, extra point, commercial, kickoff, commercial. Yeah. The NFL got rid of that. We saw that in college over the weekend, and people were complaining about it. The NFL has abandoned that, which is good. And they are. They're taking a page out of Major League Baseball. You can reinvent yourselves and get better and do cooler things to keep people more engaged in the game, to speed the game along, to give people more, as you said, non-chore plays out there where they're captivated by it.
Yep.
Because I don't think anybody's getting up, whether it's at the stadium or at your home. All right, it's 4th and 15. We're down 4 with 2 minutes to go. We got the opportunity here. Because if you don't get the 4th and 15, then I think the ball gets placed at like the 35 yard line or whatever it is for the other team to take over. So it's a big swing if you go for it. You better damn well get it.
It's just, to me, it's because the first thing I think of is like Mahomes. I'm like, well, now this is going to cater to the Chiefs because Mahomes, I feel like they've got probably two full laminated sheets in the playbook that are just 4th and 15 or longer.
Yeah.
And, you know, this also swings to the advantage of the quarterback. Like, if you have a guy that is confident, cool, collected in that moment where it's like, hey, I need a 15. Like, imagine what the NFL Combine will be now. Hey, it's 4th and 15. What's the play you're coming up with? Okay, let's see what you got. Okay, well, you know, we have a chance now to come back in games because now we have a guy that is, you know, cool, calm, and collected and poised in this situation where, like, a 15-yard pass is just another, you know, chore throw.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, I don't mind it.
No, it'd be good.
Yeah, and then there's AI coming into the NFL. Roger Goodell told reporters the NFL is looking into how AI might be able to help out officiating in the future.
Can't stop it.
No, you can't. Dude, I try to tell you, Terminator 2 is the greatest movie of all time because it holds up. Skynet is running the world, mm-hmm. and now they're leaking into the NFL where it's like, now they can go to artificial intelligence to get calls right. I don't like that.
I'm torn on this one. I don't like AI, but I also like getting the calls correct, you know? And so it's like, it's a balancing act that you have right now. As long as this AI stuff is not used in place of referees, used in place of people that get paid, that's where I am with AI. Once it takes away a job from a human being that was counting on that to feed their family, I'm out on AI. If you can bring AI in and utilize that as an accoutrement, if you will, to the human being, I am all for that. But all of these companies are so damn cheap. I mean, NBC is using a dead man's voice to be their voice guy because they want to bring back nostalgia. Well, that takes a job away from somebody who could have been their voice guy. That's where I am with the AI stuff. I am anti-AI when it takes away jobs. I don't think that's the right thing to do. Like these robots cleaning the gas stations now. That used to be somebody's job mm-hmm. that could do that. Yep. And so they're using AI to be cheap. That's where I have an issue with it. If you want to use AI in addition to your human beings, I'm all for it. So if the NFL wants to use AI to get a call right, I don't have a problem with that. As long as we're not replacing referees, chain gang guys, guys up in the booth, all that kind of stuff that are counting on income, I'm all for that. I do like the fact that in my world, like I think if you're going to go AI, you fire a coach midseason, AI coach takes over the rest of the way.
Oh, my God.
That guy will be better than half these dopes walking around this league right now. AI or Mike McDaniel? AI or Bill Callahan? AI or the guy in Arizona? AI or, you know, whoever else you want to put in there that's a terrible NFL. Aaron Glenn, right? Like, there are so many coaches out there right now that I think AI would probably do a better job than.
AI, back-to-back coach of the year.
and then they'll start just hiring AI. There will be no more coaches, and then all these teams will fall apart, and everybody will be like, well, what happened? Well, you used AI.
That is the slippery slope, though, with the officiating with the AI, because you allow it in for one call, and now it's two calls, and now it's like, well, really, what do we need this ref? We'll just have AI be this ref. And all of a sudden, you've got one zebra on the field. All the rest are now AI, and we're just going to computers. That is the scary part of it, but I'm with you, Bob. I feel like I'm constantly double standards with this AI stuff because it's so new. We're kind of trying to figure out as humans, okay, where do we stand with it? Where are our lines? How do we use it? Do we want to use it? I mean, my little sister was calling ChatGPT Chad or Chadwick. Apparently, a lot of the kids are calling that now. I'm like, don't say that. That's weird to me. I hate that, giving it a name and a personality. But like, obviously, there are really useful things for AI, you know, studying, cheating, but also this could help. I want the call right too, but I don't know, man. It's hard.
Yeah, I definitely want the call right, but I don't want it to be used on every single call. Not every call needs to be reviewed. Not every call needs to be replayed. Not every call needs to be second guessed, right? The problem that you do run into, though, is what we talked about weeks ago with AI. Give me the best movies from the 1970s. The Wizard of Oz is the one that pops up. Is AI going to call a holding penalty and say something was holding when it clearly wasn't, you know?
Yep.
Like those are the things that you have to, you know, work out. And I'm sure they'll tell you, oh, we've got that all worked out. We've already thought about all that. But have we? Right? Like people like the human element in things. And when you take the human element away, it does become stale. And to Dusty's point, what could drive the NFL away? All of a sudden, we got AI everything in the NFL. That's not interesting anymore. It's not interesting in any sport to have that.
Somebody says, sidebar, somebody's going to hurt themselves and trip over that robot at Quick Trip.
It's true.
It scared the absolute piss out of me one morning. I stopped at the Quick Trip on Nall to get gas. I was like, oh, I didn't get my coffee this morning. I'll walk in there and get it. Came right around the corner. I was like, oh, my
God. Hey, how you doing, Dusty?
It was like Wally.
Get your bum.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hello, Dusty.
Hello, Dusty. But no, I think there's ways to utilize it, but there's also ways to utilize it in the right way. And I think a lot of people are utilizing it to cut costs, and that's where I'm anti-AI. Like, I'll be honest with you. We get, you know, copy here, which is, you know, copy points for commercials and whatnot. I got 4 pages of copy, and they need a 30-second spot. Well, I just copy it, post it in AI, say, write me a 30-second radio spot with all this. And it does that. I have no problem using it for something like that.
Very useful.
Very useful for something like that. It's not replacing somebody's job. It's not taking away somebody that's employed or anything like that. I'm using it in as an accoutrement, like I said, to my job. Once it starts to replace human beings, that's where we got to move on from AI because nobody wants that.
They're also going to have the big game, the Pro Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
The Pro Bowl festivities or the Pro Bowl game is going to be Tuesday night of the Super Bowl week, starting this February.
Yeah, yeah.
So Super Bowl Sunday, Pro Bowl Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? Nobody's going to play in it still.
Yeah, right, exactly. Like, they're trying their damnedest with this thing, right? They're just trying and trying trying. Like, how many times do you ask the girl out when she says no? Do you just stop trying, right? Like, and I think that's kind of where we are with the Pro Bowl. They keep giving us these options, these opportunities, these new ways they're going to make it better, and people are still like, there's got to be something better else, you know, to do out there than watch this thing.
My first thought was the players, because now you have a week. you finish your season a week off and then the Pro Bowl. The players aren't going to want to do that. They want to go straight from the season as quick as you can to the Pro Bowl. Depends on where it is. That's a huge deal, but I mean, they're already in Cancun. They've got their family. They want to go.
Are they making it worth their while for these players to show up for this? Because you're going to have to. I mean, yes. If you want guys to show up to the Pro Bowl, well, write a check.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's not happening.
No, that's exactly right. The NFL, write a check. Hell no.
No way. Yeah, the Pro Bowl has, which is a weird take to have, it's been terrible since it left Honolulu.
It has been.
And I understand that field was terrible, but it was always after the Super Bowl. It was always after the season was over. It was always that Saturday following the Super Bowl on Sunday, and everybody played in it. Mm-hmm. And if they didn't, they were there. Because why wouldn't you go to Honolulu?
Right.
Unless, of course, your travel out questions go fall through. But either way,
Twice.
Yeah. I don't understand, you know, why you have something that's completely broken and you're just, it's like the printer copy or the Xerox copy from Office Space. Like, it doesn't work. And you bashing it over and over and over again isn't going to make it work any better.
Right.
And this is what you're doing. Like, it's just the Pro Bowl sucks. The NBA All-Star Game sucks. The MLB All-Star Game is okay.
It's okay.
But it's losing luster. And no one really has an answer in any sport about how to do these things. And maybe sometimes it's okay to pull the cord.
And I think you nailed it, Dusty. And I'll take it one step further. We have so many entertainment options right now, right? And there's so many other things out there that we can consume. But also with the way technology has worked over the last 15 years, we don't need to wait for the All-Star game to see all of our favorite players. Like, you can just literally, you know, subscribe to MLB Ticket or NFL Sunday Ticket or Red Zone or NBA League Pass or NHL Center Ice or have a box and sit there and watch all this stuff and see all of your favorite players all of the time. Back in the day when you had three TV channels and you had the Saturday game of the week, it was a big deal to have events like this. Those times have changed too, and I'm sure they're still making some money on these games. Otherwise, they wouldn't be trying to continue to force feed them, you know, down our throats and whatnot. But it's just not the same. The fans aren't engaged. Think about it in 1980 or whatever it was. You get one baseball game a week, and then you got the All-Star game on that Tuesday night where all of the players are at once, and those guys played for their league back in the day. It mattered to those guys. It's changed, and that's okay. Things change constantly in life and in sports and in everything, and it's okay to make those adjustments and change some things on the fly and maybe say, this maybe isn't the best use of our time anymore.
I think the other thing, too, is that in a society now, and I know this because we've been told from, you know, reports from Instagram, people are interested within the first 3 seconds of an Instagram video.
That's about it.
You have 3 seconds to capture the audience. Otherwise, they're going to continue to scroll. Now, that's average. Right. That just means like somebody sees it, like somebody might see like my face on a video and be like, yeah, no, don't need to hear what he has to say, whatever. Or, you know, you see a clip, it's 3 seconds. And I think that games now, we've seen enough football throughout the season. We watched enough baseball games throughout the season. We've watched enough NBA throughout the season that I don't need to watch an entirely another game with the same players I've watched all season because it's too long.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I think we all love home run derby, the 3-point competition, the dunk competition. Hockey does like the plates behind the in the goal that you have to targets
that was fun.
And all that sort of
those
stuff.
Those are awesome.
Like, we love the quick little fun stuff, and that's all it has to be, right? Just because you get 8 ounces of a filet, yeah, you probably could eat a 12-ounce filet, but 8's all you need. You don't need more than that. And
speak for yourself.
Right. But like, I'm, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And I think with football, it's like, hey, have it after the Super Bowl. And have the three best quarterbacks go back and do the competition where they do the longest throw, the targets moving with the chalk on the end of the football.
And have it for like $10 million, too. Like, have a huge purse attached to it.
Whatever it may be. So, I mean, I just think that we love, in today's world, we love the quick, exciting, fun, captivating stuff. We don't need to sit back and be like, oh, I can't wait until the third quarter starts and they bring in Joe Flacco. No shot at him, but like, you're not watching the Pro Bowl to watch Joe Flacco play football. You want to watch Pro Bowl. You want to see stars do things that you can't do.
Yep.
We all can play football. We can't throw a ball 70 yards on a dot in the middle of a target and hit it. We can't run have a 40-yard dash, right? Have Ja'Marr Chase and Justin Jefferson line up and be like, all right, you two, deal it out. Or have Jahmyr Gibbs and Bijan Robinson do a skill set competition. That, to me, is way more entertaining than watching 4 quarters of guys play that I've already watched the entire year.
Yeah,
play.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. I love that idea. I think that would be great because what do? When we come in the morning, we're like, did you see that play last night? It's always something spectacular that nobody else can do. Oh my God, did you see that case catch by Ja'Marr Chase where he went up and caught that thing by the point and fell into the end zone and got 2 feet in? Like, dance on the sidelines, you know, like get your 2 feet in, throw those balls and see if these guys can come down on the sidelines and do all that kind of stuff.
Right.
We always love talking about the stuff. Nobody walks in and goes, man, that was a great play by that second baseman to turn the double play. Like, we don't really talk about that. But when somebody does something spectacular, that's what we love about sports, watching athletes do things that we could never, ever, ever possibly do.
It's great. Yeah. Just, you know, it's just highlights, quick plays. I don't need a full game. I don't need all that. But yeah, there was a lot of information there with the NFL and the changes.
Did they ban the tush push?
It's tabled. Bill Belichick and more Aaron Rodgers. The two continue to move through the news here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Nick Bolton, and you're listening to Fresco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
I really, really, really do want to get into this Belichick Hall of Fame finalist an Aaron Rodgers discussion, but boy, did Shams drop one on us this morning, boys. We got some legal trouble. Big, big legal trouble. Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier was arrested early Thursday morning as part of an FBI sports betting gambling probe. Sources tell ESPN, the Eastern District of New York, and the FBI director, Cash Patel, ironically enough, his name is Cash, will hold a press conference today, 10 a.m. Eastern time, 9 a.m. our time, so it'll still be during the show, to announce arrests from the investigation.
Okay, so Pablo Torre has more on this now, too.
Oh, yes, classic. He does,
and of course, Pablo Torre tweeted this 45 minutes ago, He may have beaten Shams to the punch on this one.
Pablo's just, Pablo's just hiding in the bush all the time.
Yeah. If Pablo Torre's around, you're screwed now.
Grim Reaper.
Here's what he said 45 minutes ago, breaking. The Department of Justice is finally announcing something this morning at 10 a.m., that at Pablo Torre finds out has long been anticipating. So he had this but didn't report it type stuff because he's putting this above the press release from the Department of Justice. When the top of the press release says media advisory for planning purposes only, and everybody just went out there and released the information, has long been reporting, quote, numerous arrests in illegal sports betting and poker game schemes. A lot more to come. Terry Rozier was arrested this morning by the FBI. I hope there's video of a perp walk for this, but I said to you in break, and again, we're just getting this information. We're all spitballing here. We're probably going a little rogue, you know, on a situation like this. Does this involve more than one NBA player? Does it involve other sports? Does it involve other athletes? And what does the future now of gambling hold if this becomes a major, major scandal? If this is just Terry Rozier holding a poker game in the locker room or something like that, it's one thing. But if this... And when you mentioned the Eastern District of New York, that's the city, folks. That's not Buffalo. That's not Schenectady.
That's not Commissioner Gordon knocking on your door.
Yeah, no, it is. It's 100% with it. I mean, you're being tried in the city now for this, right? Like, New York's got a lot going on, and they're taking this one, and that shows you, man. Like, this is some serious stuff. I mean, 10 a.m. is 9 a.m. here. We may carry this live. They start just releasing names of athletes. I mean, I don't even know where to go on all of this because there's so much information right now. Or it could come out and Terry Rozier is the biggest name and we don't know anybody else. And this is all a big, you know, hot air balloon to get one guy in the NBA that sort of has a name.
Is he a rat? That's what they're going to try to get out of
you. Oh, you better believe.
That is crazy. Like, Bob said, because Adam Silver came out, 2 days ago? And said they need to start controlling like the prop bet stuff.
Yeah, player props.
Yeah. Because obviously it happened last year with
Kevin Porter.
Michael's brother. Mm-hmm. And he's, you know, oh, I need 8 rebounds. Okay, well, I'm going to get my 8 and then I'm going to magically disappear. Or I need, and that's a lot of rebounds.
Pablo Torre is now going after Shams on Twitter.
Oh, Lord.
He quote tweeted an interview that Shams had on June 30th on the Pat McAfee show. and said, and this is what Sham said at the time, Terry Rozier, as of now, has been cleared. He finished the season with Miami. There's really nothing active as of right now with him. That was a quote from Shams on June 30th on the Pat McAfee show, and Pablo Torre just quote tweets it and says, previously.
Wow. Savage, let's go. Reporter fight.
Yes. We got insiders fighting. Yes. We got newsbreakers fighting. And we could have a lot of people in trouble with this gambling poker thing. Ooh. Here before we know it.
Wow.
Boy, I can't wait to see what this is all
about. We
could
follow
man.
this yeah. morning. This is the ongoing story of the morning.
Wimby had a really good game last night. Doesn't matter anymore.
No, it really doesn't. No. Yeah.
Don't say that.
Yeah.
Why? It's true. There's a 2:46 clip of like a highlight reel, and it's just one game of Wembanyama last night destroying the competition. Ugh. And now it's just, whoosh. By the way, Teddy Rozier is hanging out with John Malkovich and Matt Damon in a basement calling it Rounders.
785 says Otani's name before the World Series tomorrow.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, my God. That guy never folds.
I'm going to be honest with you guys real quick, and you can tell me if I'm wrong. Terry Rozier may be the biggest name we see in this.
Could be.
Yeah, because that's the one they've released already, right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
And is that a big name for you guys? It's marginal type of guy.
We
you
know
may
it.
Have heard of.
Yeah, we know the name.
You know the name, but it's not going to move the needle. You know, like, you're still going to be an NBA fan. Like, Terry Rozier and his buddies.
Like, if Terry Rozier was traded, we would not talk about it.
No, not at all.
He's Adam Frazier.
Yeah,
that type
Role
of guy.
Player, yeah.
You know who
Glue
he is.
Guy, you know exactly what he is. Maybe he works for you. He ain't working for you now. He's going to jail or arrested, I guess.
Allegedly.
Oh, no, he was arrested.
Yeah, he was definitely arrested.
Don't have to use allegedly with arrested. Now it's the alleged other stuff. He was arrested for allegedly doing all this stuff. But, I mean, this is a guy that allegedly was cleared in June and now gets arrested in September or October. I mean, wow. I'm interested in the poker ring, too. Like, what was going
on? Yeah, what's going on?
Have you watched Amy's Game yet? I told you guys to watch this movie, Amy's Game.
No, I have not watched this yet.
You need to watch it. Because
I looked it up, but I don't think it was the movie you were telling me about.
Probably not, if that's what you're looking up. But
I only got a minute and 14 seconds into it.
Yeah.
Had to turn it off.
I know that I'm hard. No, but it's about who was the skier out in Colorado years ago? Bloom. And his sister basically found herself caught up in these illegal poker games that she was running in California. Yeah. And it was all these celebrities that were playing for hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars in these illegal poker rings that she was running out there. It's all based on a true story and whatnot. It is a great movie. And I would suggest right now, everybody go watch this movie. I think it's on Amazon, if I'm not mistaken. If you got the box, it's there. Gotta get the box. But
Amy's Game?
I think it's Amy's
Molly's Game.
Molly's Game. That's what it is. Molly's Game. Okay. Molly's Game. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Molly's Game. Go watch that movie. I would do it today.
Putting it in my notes.
You know, and you know, you're going to want to watch the whole thing.
No wonder I got the wrong version of Amy's Game.
Yeah, sorry.
They weren't playing normal poker. Like, Bob's a sicko, dude. This guy's right here shagging in the mountains.
Yeah, hell
Men's
yeah.
Beaners.
Molly's Game. That's the one. No, but go watch that, and then you'll be like, oh, okay. Because, I mean, we're talking millions.
Because there's
an
Orlando
man.
Bloom relation to this,
it's
right?
It's his sister.
Yeah,
sister,
yeah.
Okay. All right.
It's his sister.
Bootstraps Turner.
But he wasn't involved in anything like that. He's not even part of the movie. You know, just the same. It's his, you know, the sister and whatnot. And I forget how she got caught up in doing all this. It just was easy money at the time. And, you know, one thing led to another, and you found yourself in this situation. So,
somebody from the 816 is at the FBI is involved, and it's mostly legal in a lot of places. I bet you it's not gambling on poker games anymore. I bet you it's player props on player bets.
That's probably what it is, which is why you said it yesterday. Adam Silver said they wanted to cut down on the player props. Mm-hmm. And I said I didn't necessarily have a problem with that if it's becoming an issue. Oh, the FBI called.
So he said that for a reason. Yeah, he knew about this.
Ah, yeah. See, you're adding up the dots now. Look at you over there putting it all together. The light bulb went on. I saw the smile like, oh, he knew. Yes, he did.
So did the FBI get involved with Kevin Porter?
I don't know.
I don't know. I gotta look that up now.
I don't think it probably was a big deal. The FBI is federal.
That's
that means
what I'm
it's
saying.
Going on not just in New York. It is going on all over the country.
So that makes me think it's more than just Terry.
Yeah.
I think there's going to be other names.
I'm sure there will be, but I go back to what I originally said. Is that the biggest name?
Gotcha.
Or we see the ringleader and all of a sudden we're going to find out, oh my God, all these people were participating in this.
Oh boy!
I want more.
If it sounds we'll get it.
Oh yeah, 9 o'clock. Yeah. It's gonna be on your front door.
I can't wait to see this Cash Patel. I hope he goes all Al Davis with the overhead projector and lists everybody's name.
He just drops like a Mitch Holtis playbook.
Yeah.
All right. Name one. Oh man, I am interested now. I am interested in this now. Coming up on the other side, some Trey Smith news from yesterday. Plus, I don't want to sound like a hater. I want to sound like a realist. I'll explain on the other side with the Kansas City Chiefs. 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Tune in to hear former Chiefs linebacker Derek Johnson every Monday at 7:20, right here on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Well,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth.
plays a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.